This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The movie of the week this weekend is the fifth installment of the Mission Impossible franchise. Mission Impossible Rogue Nation is the official title. Tom Cruise stars again because he can, and also because this franchise has been a consistent winner for the, I'm just going to go ahead and say this, aging action hero. Wesley Morris writes on film for Grantland. Hey, Wesley.
Hi, Kai.
I will open this with a confession. I am a huge Tom Cruise fan. Huge. Get out. No, I am.
Really?
Are you mocking me?
No, I love him. Okay. I might love him more than you do. It's completely irrational.
Well, that's right, because he's just so over the top. But here's the thing, which I don't quite understand.
Okay.
I read your review of his last film, the last Mission Impossible film. You were not kind.
Oh, I liked that.
Really?
Ghost Protocol?
Yeah. You said not kind things about him.
Well,
about
it's possible that my enthusiasm for his ridiculousness came off as critical. But really, the question for me with him is always, who else would be doing this were it not for him?
Right. Does he, though, need this franchise more than it needs him, the Mission Impossible franchise?
He needs this franchise because it's instant gratification for him.
But it's the thing that keeps him on the A-list.
He risks having overexposed
too much. Have you seen this film?
I have seen it.
And?
It works.
Does it?
I have no complaints about it. It is ridiculous.
But that's the secret handshake you make only, right?
But somehow it never quite tips over into self-mockery. Like, these movies, everything is supposed to be impossible. They know
that's the name of the franchise.
They know. Well, at some point, Simon Pegg actually says in this movie, "Oh, that's not impossible. We can do that." And you're actually thinking the screenwriters
they know it,
they
right?
can.
So are they goofing on us?
No, it has not turned a corner into which we're being disrespected or insulted. It does not feel like a cash grab, the way I don't know another Star Wars.
I'm sort of looking forward to that one. Come on.
I'm not saying it won't be good. When I'm talking about a cash grab, I mean there's no enthusiasm on anybody's part. It just is part of this machine that spits these things out.
Right.
There's a way in which you could look at this and say, oh, well, this is another iteration of that. But I also think that people really like Tom Cruise in this part as Ethan Hunt.
Does he keep going on this one until he's like a little old man
and
as long as he can?
Yes. I mean, I think the annoying thing for me about these movies is that as much as they're for us, they're also proofs by which he can demonstrate.
He's still got it.
He's still fit. He can hang off of things, jump onto things, hold his breath for 4 hours. Anything to prove that he is not a 51-year-old
Hey now,
man.
Hey, ho, ho.
No,
not that there's anything wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with that.
All right.
But in Hollywood, but here's the thing. I would love to see him use the momentum from all the money this movie is going to make to maybe think about doing something that isn't Top Gun 2 and isn't another Jack Reacher movie.
Well, so when would he get back to like Born on the 4th of July when he played the veteran, the Vietnam veteran? Would he at this point? I bet he would.
I think he would, but there's no proof that he wants to.
Wesley Morris writes on films for Grantland. Thank you, Wesley.
Thank you, Kai.